This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Greenville. David Jenkins will be back with the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show coming up here tonight on WSMI FM 106. We want to thank all of our wonderful football sponsors. It was a very good year of sales for our football coverage. And we thank all of our sponsors for being along on the ride here in 2019. Isaac Green has the football teed up at the 40-yard line. The Purple Panthers have three return men waiting back at their own 15, and we are just about set for football. Green approaches, puts his foot to it, and the 2019 season is underway as that kick sails out of bounds, and that'll be a penalty on Greenville in good starting field position for Litchfield. That'll bring Clayton Walsh onto the field, the senior quarterback. And if you remember, Carl, last year they started the season with a freshman at quarterback. And the big difference for Litchfield this year is they've got nine seniors on the roster.
And that's good to see, obviously.
So Walsh will come to the shotgun. Three receivers come to the left side. We'll have one receiver split out far to the right, top of the formation. Ray Pohl will now motion into the backfield. He stops at Walsh's position and double checks the play. Now Ray Pohl lined up in the right slot. So two receivers each side of the formation. Play clock not running yet, and now it will. We are set for play. Walsh from shotgun. Greenville crowding the line of scrimmage defensively. They will motion Niehaus. They will fake to Niehaus. Walsh going to keep it himself. A nice hole up the middle, and he's going to get down to the 39-yard line, a gain of four, as they faked the sweep to Niehaus. Walsh kept it himself straight ahead, and there was good blocking on that play.
And that's what you'd like to see, literally able to move the ball in the inner line.
Low snap. Walsh picks it up and then drilled in the backfield and dropped for a loss back at the 35. That was Corso on the carry. So a four-yard gain on first down, a four-yard loss on second down, in order to bring up third and 10. Clock is running, 11:20 for the opening quarter. Three receivers left side for Litchfield. They've got the purple pants, white jerseys, purple pants, or purple helmets, excuse me, to go with those purple pants, and then all blue for the Comets. Walsh going to throw down the sideline and incomplete and a penalty. The ball was a little bit underthrown, but the defender impeded. I believe that was Colin Becker on the far side as the defender never turned around. That was Isaiah Childerson, and he just kind of bodied Becker and kept him from getting back to the football.
That's one of those, if you just know where the ball is, you don't run into the receiver because it was uncatchable probably.
So that'll move the chains. It'll put the ball right at midfield on the penalty. So from third and 10 to first and 10 in midfield following the pass interference penalty. Boy, for Greenville, that's the last thing you want in the opening series is a penalty to move the sticks. Walsh from gun. He's going to throw a quick hitter out to the left. Caught and dropped by Becker. He took his eyes off of it. You could see his head go up the field, Carlos. He had a little bit of blocking and some room in front, but you got to catch the ball first.
Yep, and fundamentals will be what's on display in the first game. Is we've already seen a bad snap to the quarterback. We've already seen a drop pass now.
You know, you have the scrimmage game a lot of schools last week, but that's better than practice, but it's not the same as a real game.
Not hitting quite as hard usually.
Walsh going to keep it himself, hit in the backfield. The ball is out, and the Comets are on top of it at midfield. So a fumble for Litchfield, and Greenville will take over with good field position right at the 50 with 10:56 to play in the first quarter. Walsh got hit initially, tried to fight through it, and as he did that, the ball got jarred loose. So now the Greenville offense will go to work with their quarterback, Will Harnacher. Will back for his senior season, 6'2", 200 pounds. He will operate out of shotgun. Logan Dahl, the deep back. Jaron Weber is the fullback, and now movement up front. Litchfield came across, but were they drawn?
Quite a few jumped on that.
Everybody was moving. The tackles, Trevor Drannan, Clayton Daneman. The center is Gavin Lynx. You got John Sanders and Gavin Hurd at guards. Your receivers, Isaac Green, Tommy Baker, and Nathan Grewell. And it is on Litchfield. They jumped off sides. So that'll move the ball to the 45-yard line. It'll be first and five for Litchfield. David Jenkins has a game break here following this snap from the Comets. First and five from the Litchfield 45. He will hand to Dahl, running left, still running, has a first down, and he is down at the Litchfield 35-yard line for first down yardage. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. As Dahl, a nice gain of 10 there. Really wasn't touched until he got to that 35-yard line. Shotgun snap to Harnacher. He's going to look to throw. Sets up the wide receiver screen to Green. Makes the catch. Middle of the field. Makes the man miss. He is loose. 10-5. Touchdown, Comets. A 35-yard touchdown at the 10-13 mark of the opening quarter. That little wide receiver screen blocked beautifully. And the Comets recover the fumble. Two plays later, they are into the end zone for the touchdown.
And there you've seen a good short pass that turns long due to the good blocking.
And they went into the Sievers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Sievers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Sievers, online at sieversequipment.com. They just passed through, just passing through. Dahl now on for the point after. Tommy Baker will hold. The snap is back. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 10-13 to play in the opening quarter, Greenville strikes first. They lead Litchfield 7-0. You're listening to high school football on WSMI. David Jenkins just told me the Cardinal game tonight has been canceled, so they might be looking at two doubleheaders this weekend.
Yeah. Who wants that?
Of course, the Cronville-Roxana game has already been postponed till 1 o'clock tomorrow. Isaac Green has it teed up at the 40. And he will put his toe to it. A little squibber right down the middle of the field. Going to be picked up. Nope, dropped. And then falling on top was the Litchfield return man, Austin Niehaus. The Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering scoring summary on that drive. Two plays, 50 yards. Took just 43 seconds. Will Harnacher to Isaac Green for a 35-yard touchdown. It came with the 10-13 mark of the opening quarter. The Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering scoring summary. Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering since 1854. So a rough start here for Litchfield. The fumble on their first drive. A touchdown defensively on the second snap. And then they were not able to pick that football up cleanly as Niehaus just rushed a little bit.
And we should mention we've had a mist and a light drizzle rain. It's definitely going to be a factor on a slick football and field.
The umbrellas are out here at Greenville. Maybe a sparser crowd than you'll normally see at a Greenville home game.
Like I told you earlier, I think they all watched the radar.
Of course, it's just been, this started last fall and hasn't stopped with this moisture. It's been one for the ages and really one a lot of us would like to just forget.
Especially if it doesn't quit at this rate.
Yeah, I've had a couple people tonight say, well, don't you control the weather? I said, hey, man, if I controlled the weather, we would have planted corn before May 31st.
Yeah, you like the easy life. Get it done early.
There was a penalty on that kickoff, so Greenville will have to re-tee and kick it now from the 35. So that's a break for Litchfield. You're offside on that kickoff. Green gets some more air under this, drives it down the heart of the field. It's going to be played on a hop, picked up cleanly this time out across the 20-25. And across the 30-yard line to the 32 was the Purple Panther returner.
So a penalty of 5 yards gives them what? Better field position of over 12 yards, doesn't it?
Yeah. And that was Emiliano McGill on the return,
well,
the young sophomore. So that worked out good for Litchfield. Now we'll see if they can keep possession here and burn some clock. 10:01 for the opening quarter. Clayton Walsh will work from shotgun. He's got Corso behind him off his left shoulder. Now he'll move John over to his right shoulder. Shotgun snap is low, bounces back to Walsh, fakes the Corso, keeps it himself, and he's hit in the backfield and lost 2 yards back inside the 30 at the 29. So that's a couple of shotgun snaps that haven't gotten back to Walsh. And when the snap is low, it just throws the whole timing of the play off. Clock running 9:40 for the opening quarter. We'll have eight-man football coming up next. This is very exciting. Pawnee at Bunker Hill, eight-man football next here on FM 106 online at WSMIRadio.com. Panthers try to run a sweet play. I think that was Niehaus, and he's got nowhere to go. He's snowed under in the backfield, back inside the 25 at the 22. That's a loss of around seven, as the Greenville defense was ready for that. And from the opening snap, Carl, the Greenville defense has been crowding the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, they're not going to let them run effectively unless they can get the blocks to spring something open.
It's third and 16 for Litchfield. Back at their own 24 is where they mark the forward progress. Shotgun snap to Walsh, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself, goes straight ahead, gets across the 25 to the 26. He's smacked down there for a short gain, and it's going to bring up fourth down and long, and Litchfield will have to punt. A couple of negative plays on the ground put him behind the chains. And back to punt for the Purple Panthers will be Jefferson Thomas. Two return men for the Comets waiting just inside their own 45. And we'll see if the snap can get back to Thomas on the fly. Snaps high. It got there on the fly, all right. Thomas had to jump for it. That kick's a mile high, short. It's going to hit on the Litchfield side of the field. Hit a Comet player, and then that turns into a live football. Greenville dives on top at the Litchfield 49. Very alert that time was Tommy Baker to get on that football in a hurry. Good job by Thomas just to get that punt off.
Yeah, that high snap, and like we say, it's a slick ball, too. Tough catch for the punter there.
Greenville will start at the Litchfield 49 after they scored in two plays from midfield the first time they had the football.
A run and a pass, and might see a little same type of action with this offense. Capable of running good, but also diddly with a passing game.
Dual threat. Harnacher will hand it off. That's Dahl running right, and he's hit and dropped. Nice tackle there in the open field made by Dylan Maxwell. Wrapped up Dahl by the ankles and didn't let him go. That's no gain on the play. You got Drew Hartzell, Keaton Case, Jefferson Thomas, Austin DeWitt on the defensive line, Hunter Neiman and Dylan Maxwell, the linebackers. In the secondary, Austin Niehaus, John Corso, Josh Adams, Colin Becker, and Charlie Raypole. Second and 10 for Greenville. That was a good tackle there by Maxwell. Harnacher going to throw, sets up the wide receiver screen left. This was trouble the last time. A flag comes out. And loose is Baker. He's down the sideline. 10-5 touchdown. We'll wait on the flag. This could be coming back. It's in the area of a hold or an illegal block. Let's wait and see. Illegal block on Greenville. Bring it back. Carl, that flag came out immediately as they were setting up that wide receiver screen.
Yeah, it came out before the play even developed, and it was part of the play, actually, as the block eliminated the defender that would have got to the receiver.
Even with the block, though, Litchfield's going to have to find a way to shore up their defense on those quick screens. They got a touchdown the first time on that play. This was the opposite side of the field, but the same play,
Pretty much design,
and it went for a long gain again, but it is coming back after the illegal block. Thank you, David. And Carl, Auburn just might be primed for a big year.
And they're in a tough conference themselves. We've seen quite a few teams from there go long ways.
Sangamo is loaded again. Harnacher to throw. Deep. Wide open down the sideline. It is caught by Nathan Grohl. Still on his feet. The ball's jarred loose. Can Litchfield get on top? Yes. Grohl was fighting for extra yardage, or did it come loose again? I think Litchfield had it. Yes, they do. Litchfield recovers the fumble, and Grohl, the Cardinal sin there, Carl. He had a huge gain trying to get a touchdown. He got that ball away from his body, and the great effort and hustle from Litchfield came and jarred it loose, and they got on top. Again, though, a big
picks
play.
Up 40 yards, I believe, on the play.
Yeah, he got down to about the 25. A gain of 24.
24 yards total, yeah.
Litchfield forces the first turnover of the young season. Shotgun snap to Walsh. Fakes the inside handoff, keeps it himself, runs right. Nothing doing there. A host of blue shirts just stack him up and drive him back. No gain on the play. for Walsh. Litchfield dodged one right there. They gave up a big play that ended in a touchdown, called back because of a penalty. Give up another big play that ends in a fumble. So it ended well, but they're going to have to shore up the pass defense.
Yes, indeedy.
Second and 10 for Litchfield. 6.5 minutes opening quarter. Greenville leading the Purple Panthers 7-0. Full house backfield. Another low shotgun snap. Walsh turns around to hand it off. No one home. So Hudas goes straight ahead. And nothing there. The Litchfield offense is discombobulated here at the start. Going to be third and long. He lost 2 yards on that play back to the 25. And that has to be an unsettling feeling for a quarterback when you turn around to hand it off and no one's there.
Nobody's there. Not a good feeling at all.
Litchfield's going to take a timeout. 6:03 for the opening quarter. Third and 12 facing the Purple Panthers at their own 25-yard line. Greenville leads 7-0. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Greenville High School following the Purple Panther timeout just about halfway through the opening quarter. 7-0, Greenville leading on a 35-yard touchdown from Harnacher to Green. Purple Panthers just recovered a fumble. Quickly, though, they face third and 12. They will motion two men from right to left across the formation. Three receivers on the left. Shotgun snap to Walsh. Straight back. He will throw short over the middle and incomplete. And a flag comes out. We're going to get pass interference. They were going to get Tommy Baker. They're going to say he had his arm wrapped around the hip of the receiver.
He might have. He did just slap the ball down himself, but he might be riding. I think he might have just been riding him with his other arm.
Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you, David. And unfortunately, Carl, that is the story of week one, is Mother Nature.
Especially in this part. Sounds like we're getting some scores on the northern part.
Walsh going to throw deep down the sideline and incomplete. Good coverage down there as Walsh was looking for Josh Adams on the play, but covered nicely. And that'll bring up fourth down. The pass interference did not give him a first down. It was a 10-yard penalty, and they were at third and 12. So it's fourth and a long two now. And look at the Litchfield offense will stay on the field. Ball marked at their own 35-yard line. They need almost a full 3 yards to move the sticks. Walsh going to keep it himself. Runs straight ahead. He's got nowhere to go. He has dropped right at the line. And Litchfield will turn it over on downs.
Looks like he's brought down shy of the first down.
And if you're Litchfield, though, Carl, you have nothing to lose. You're thinking, well, wait a minute. It's the first game of the year, halfway through the opening quarter. What are you talking about? Talking about a team that's trying to break a 28-game losing streak. You have to take chances.
Take chances. Well, and really, the way this Comet offense is, the field position isn't going to matter. We know they can strike from far away, too. So you got to take your chances. Try and control the game by getting long drives, which they had not been able to get that first down.
Third time Greenville's had the ball. Started at midfield, scored a touchdown. Started at the Litchfield 49, fumbled after a deep pass completion. And now after they turn Litchfield over on downs, they will start at the Purple Panther 36-yard line. Split backs for Harnacher. Works from shotgun. Play action. He's going to throw over the middle. That's intercepted. Threw behind his intended receiver and picked off by the Purple Panthers. The second turnover, I think that's Austin Niehaus who came up with the pick. It was. The intended receiver did not have his head turned around, Carl, and Harnacher's pass was behind him, and Niehaus turned into the receiver on that play.
Good job by Niehaus, like you say, and a second turnover already by the Comets. And yeah, that's the first game jitters. We expect penalties and we expect turnovers, and we're getting both of them.
Now can Litchfield capitalize? They've had trouble moving the football. They got 4 yards in the first snap, and they haven't had many positive plays since that first snap. Shotgun snap to Walsh. He's going to run left. He's got a positive play this time. He's out across the 35, close to first down yardage, and move the chains for the Purple Panthers. Their first down of the year. That's going to be a gain of 12 out to the 37-yard line. A beautiful play off left guard. First time they've ran left tonight. They've been going up the middle and right. Corso in the backfield. Oh, the shotgun snap by Walsh is fumbled. Now he's sacked in the backfield. He at least picked it up and held on to it. But again, the ball hits the ground for Litchfield off the snap. And you just can't have those types of busted plays.
Big loss, too.
Loss of 8 back inside the 30 at the 29. And the Litchfield offense just isn't equipped to overcome long down and distances. Second and about 19. Walsh going to throw straight back, looking, and that is overthrown. His receiver was behind the defense that time. That was McGill, but the ball was about 5 yards overthrown. It'll be third down and about 19. Litchfield needs to cross the 45 and get to the Greenville 47 for a first down.
Going back to that other one, I think they called holding on the defender instead of pass interference because that was only a 10-yard penalty. But good things have happened for Litchfield while completing a pass. They've had two, either a hold or a pass interference call so far in this game.
Niehaus will motion right to left. Walsh going to keep it himself. Running left, makes one guy miss. He's hit shy of the 40. Nice gain on third and long, but it's still going to be fourth and long. Ball will be spotted at the Litchfield 38, gain of 9 on the play. Clock running 4:25 for the first quarter. So Litchfield went for it on 4th and 2 earlier. 4th and 8 now, they will punt. The last snap back to Thomas was high. We've seen a lot of shotgun snaps back to Walsh low. Thomas waits at his own 25. This snap was a little bit high. Jefferson corrals, gets off an angled kick towards the Litchfield sideline. Now will hit inside the 40, takes a nice Litchfield roll, and it'll be out of bounds at the Greenville 36. So a nice punt from Jefferson Thomas, and Greenville will have their worst starting field position of the game. First time they have not started in midfield or in Litchfield territory. They'll be back at their own 36-yard line. They've turned it over. Had the Comets. The last two times they've had the football. Actually, the last two snaps have resulted in turnovers, a fumble, and an interception. 7-0, Comets with the lead. 3:53 for the first quarter. Three receiver set. Harnacher will hand it off. Dahl straight ahead, has a big hole, and he has enough yardage for a Greenville first down out across the 45 to the 46. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you very much, David. And I just saw some lightning, Carl, but I don't think anybody else saw it. They will hand off to Dahl. Sheds a tackler at the 45. Still on his feet inside the Litchfield 40. Makes another man miss and down to the Purple Panther 30-yard line. That is a gain of 16 yards. 7-0 Greenville, and they're on the move again. Actually, check that. That's a game of 24 yards on the play. As Dahl made about three different Purple Panthers miss. Dahl off the right shoulder of Harnacher. Will from shotgun. He will hand to Dahl. He's running left. He's got a big hole. He uses a stiff arm. He bounces outside. He's knocked off his feet on the far side of the field by Josh Adams. Not before Dahl picks up first down yardage, though. He is inside the 20 at the 18, a gain of 12, and Greenville is into the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com.
Quickly, 65 yards already for Mr. Dahl.
And it's been a heavy dose of Logan Dahl here in on this drive for Greenville. And all Litchfield sides. Came across the line. You can see Harnacher worked that hard count nicely there. Second time Litchfield's been offside. That'll cost them 5 yards and move the football down to the Purple Panther 13-yard line. Week one of the high school football season. People wait so long for it, and then it's over before you know it. Carlinville Roxana postponed tonight. They'll play at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Shotgun snap to Harnacher. He'll give the Dahl straight up the gut, powering his way towards the 5-yard line. Now a flag comes out, thrown by our umpire. That's in the area of an offensive hold. We will wait for the official signal, but if it's on Greenville, Carl, that's a number, at least three penalties here in the opening quarter that have taken away nice gains. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. David, thank you very much. The penalty was indeed a hold on Greenville. So that's going to move the football back. Going to be right at the 20. That's a spot foul. First and 10. Actually, first and 15. Harnsher going to throw left. Catch made by Baker. And he makes one man miss, but Litchfield's defense there in a hurry. They shut it down after a short gain to about the 15. Gain of 5. Inside of 2 minutes for the opening quarter, a 7-0 Greenville lead. It was a 35-yard touchdown from Harnsher to Green. That came at the 10-13 mark of the opening quarter after Litchfield fumbled on their opening drive. Second and 8 from the 15. Shotgun snap to Harnsher. He will give to Dahl. He's hit in the backfield and nowhere to go. Jefferson Thomas was there to wrap him up quickly. So that was Kazan Weber on the carry. But Thomas was right there for a quick tackle. No gain on the play. 80 seconds for the opening quarter. Third and 10 for the Greenville Comets. And most likely 4-down territory for them. So we're approaching the final minute of the opening quarter. A quarter that has seen Litchfield force 2 turnovers. They've just not been able to move the football. Harnsher from shotgun. Dahl is the tailback. Shotgun snap to Harnsher. Check that. Weber is the tailback. That's Kazden Weber weaving his way inside of the 10 down to about the 9. And he's right at the sticks. He might be a yard shy. 46 seconds for the quarter, and he is going to be. First down. He did get to the sticks just enough. It'll be first and goal for Greenville. Clock stops as they reset the chains. Now the clock is running. 40 seconds for the opening quarter. A drive that started at Greenville's own 36-yard line. This will be the 7th play of the drive. Harnsher will give to Weber. He's hit in the backfield, and Jefferson Thomas gets him to the ground. Second nice play for Thomas on this drive, causing trouble in the backfield. Loss of 1 back to the 10. 18 seconds for the quarter. And if Greenville wants, they can talk about it and let this clock expire.
And Panthers defense has come up with some very good big defensive stops.
They forced 2 turnovers, and Jefferson Thomas has made a couple of nice tackles for loss here on this drive. And that will be the first quarter. After 12 minutes here on Football Friday, it is the Greenville Comets 7, the Litchfield Purple Panthers 0. Back with second quarter action following these messages on WSMI. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Greenville. And Carl, if we were talking about Litchfield last year, that would have been the best quarter they played all of last season.
It would have been, especially against a potential playoff team. And, yeah, they made some big plays. They were giving up some big plays, but they also came up with some turnovers, which you got to like out of the Litchfield defense this year.
Yeah, they forced 2 turnovers in the quarter. They just can't get anything going offensively. A couple of pass interference penalties kept drives alive, but just not much on the offensive end. Right now, the defense trying to make a stand. It's second and goal at the 10 for the Comets as we get underway in the second quarter. 7-0, Greenville leading. Weber's the tailback off the right shoulder of Harnsher. Shotgun snap to Will. He's going to throw a slant, caught, touchdown. Isaac Green.
Beautiful
first
timing.
Play of the second quarter. That was a beautiful throw and catch from Harnsher to Green for a 10-yard touchdown. First play of the second quarter goes for 6.
Yeah, timing on that was just perfect by Greenville.
So that will make it 13-0 and all on for the point after. Baker to hold. Snap is back. The hold is down. Dahl's kick is up, and it is good. Just snuck it inside the right upright. With 11:55 to play in the first half, Greenville strikes again. They lead Litchfield 14-0. Back with the Comet kickoff following these messages on WSMI. The Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering scoring summary. Will Harnacher to Isaac Green for a 10-yard touchdown on the first play of the second quarter. Caps an 8-play, 64-yard drive. Dawes' point after was good. 14-0 at Greenville. And that's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering scoring summary in business since 1854. And on the Comet kickoff, McGill goes to a knee to make the catch. And the Purple Panthers will start first and 10 right around their own 20 yard line.
Pretty much has been all Walsh running the ball. A couple other carries, both went for negative yards. Litchell just, like you say, has not gotten any rhythm on offense yet.
So here comes the Litchfield offense looking for something here on their fifth possession. They fumbled the first time they've had it and then punted the other times. First and 10 from their own 19. Walsh from shotgun. He will hand, fakes the handoff, and he's got a nice gain out across the 25. Faked it to Corso, the defense reacted, and Walsh carries out across the 25 to about the 27, gain of 8.
So Clayton, 28 yards of offense, and a lot better than that if he could get eliminate all the negative ones that he's gotten hit for.
It'll be second down and about. Nope, they're going to give him the first down. So a gain of 10. They were late to move the chains there. So a nice run for Walsh off the right side. Clayton will operate from shotgun. Tailback off his left shoulder. Corso going to throw. Passes high. Catch is made out in the flat by Charlie Raypole. He turns it up. Gets across the 30 to about the 33-yard line. That'll be a gain of 4 yards. Clock running 11:05 for the first half. Have a game break for you after this Litchfield snap. Second and 6 for the Purple Panthers. They are looking for the Greenville 39-yard line to move the chains. From shotgun Walsh. He will hand it off, and that is Corso hit in the backfield and dropped for a loss back at the 30, a loss of 3. Let's go to David with the WSMI game break. Thank you, David. And Walsh in trouble in the backfield, rolling left, now trying to tuck, and he takes a big-time lick over there on the Litchfield sideline. He was full stride. He got squared up and dropped and driven back. He pops right up, though. That's the first big hit of the season.
Yeah, first big hit of this season. And
loss of 6.
And Walsh has really been holding the ball here. That's his 12th official carry. So he's been all offense of the Panthers so far.
Time to punt for Litchfield. 4th and 15 after they picked up one first down on the drive. Thomas out to punt again. Returnman waiting inside the Greenville 45-yard line. Snap back to Jefferson's good. His kick is high right down the left side of the field. It will go out of bounds, kicking away from Baker. Now a flag comes in. That's going to be on Greenville. They were getting unnecessarily rough there. Nathan Grohl lit up one of the Litchfield returners after the ball was out of bounds, and he came in late and from behind.
From behind for, I think he would have got called either time, but I think you're right. The ball was already out of bounds. Comets not doing themselves a favor on the penalty. That'll be their 6th penalty in a second 15-yarder.
And that was an unnecessary penalty. There was another lightning strike off the way there, Carl, but the officials are not
it's a helicopter flying by. Helicopter.
That's all it was.
Flying by. It's clear outside, Tim.
This is a night where the weather is a factor. Carlinville Roxana has been postponed. They will play tomorrow now at 1 o'clock. And that's the last thing you want is to have your first game of the year. All the anticipation, you're counting down to Football Friday. Now you wait one more day.
Yeah, it's not what you want, that's for sure.
So with the penalty for the unnecessary roughness, instead of good field position for Greenville, they will start at their own 36-yard line. With 9:31.
Well, this Comet defense, our offense, they really, field position just doesn't seem to be a big factor to them. A good running game and a very quick passing game.
Harnischer from shotgun. He will hand it off right up the gut. A huge hole for Kasdan Weber. And he is a couple yards shy of a first down at the Litchfield 40. Or check that, the Greenville 45. He'll be a yard shy of first down yardage. Umbrellas out here at Greenville. A few more umbrellas out now than we saw at the start of the game. Clock running 9 minutes for the first half. Harnischer operating from shotgun. Two receivers to the left. One to the right. That's Green. He's got a pair of touchdowns on the night. Harnischer going to hand it off. That is Weber again. Ball is out. Flag comes out. I thought Weber was down on the ground. They're saying live football. We got a lot happening right now. Ball out. Who had it? And what's the flag? Looks like Greenville got on top. But what's the flag? It came in from the back judge. Area of a hold again. Let's see what the signal is. Tripping on Greenville. That is declined. Litchfield did recover the fumble, Carl. The third turnover of the night on Greenville. Second fumble to go along with the pick. 14-0 Greenville. 8:48 for the first half. Still playing football here in Greenville, but David Jenkins has a little bit of a weather update. So we'll have at least two South Central games tomorrow. Carlinville, Roxana will play at 1. Staunton and Payne now will play at 6. We're just trying to sneak this puppy in here over in Bond County. Another turnover on the Comets.
Third of the game already.
I thought Weber might have been down on that play, but the officials deemed the ball was coming out. Well, now they've changed their mind, Carl.
Ooh, that's a strike.
They signaled Litchfield ball, and now all of a sudden it's Greenville ball, and they've moved it into Litchfield territory at the 44. I do not understand that.
Well, I think Litchfield would want to take the penalty then. That wasn't...
You wonder if
refused.
They moved the football the wrong way. Yeah, because there was a tripping penalty on Greenville that was declined.
Yeah, that's what they showed.
Or did they just point the wrong way altogether? The ball is going to stay marked for play at the Litchfield 44-yard line. That's curious. I wonder if the officials just pointed the wrong direction on every count there. So here we go. First and 10 at the 44. More lightning in the distance. The handoff to Dahl. Makes a couple of guys miss in the backfield. Bounces outside of the 30 at the 25. And he is rode out of bounds. Right along the Seavers equipment in red zone. Powered by Seavers and Exmark. Score now. Exmark at Seavers online at SeaversEquipment.com. That'll be a gain of 23.
Well, I was wondering where Dahl was, because Tim Weber's been taking the bulk of the carries for a long time, and Dahl was just tearing them up, and he's already got 79 yards in this game.
Just curious how Greenville wound up with the football there after Litchfield declined a penalty and supposedly recovered a fumble. That is just odd. First and 10 at the 18 for Greenville. Split backs for Harnischer. He will hand to Dahl. Logan Dahl running left, shedding tacklers, fighting, churning down inside the 5. Takes a big lick as he's rode out of bounds there by Dylan Maxwell. But it'll be first and goal for the Greenville Comets at the 2-yard line. That's a gain of 16.
That's another Comet first down.
So Greenville threatening again after they avoided their third turnover. Already leading 14-0. You can really see the rain coming down now. It's hardest it's rained all night long here in Greenville. With storms around the area tonight. Split backs for Harnischer. He will hand to Dahl. Hit in the backfield and spun down shy of the goal line. Nice tackle there by Jefferson Thomas. And he's been in the backfield a number of times tonight.
Third big tackle. Thomas and Maxwell both come up with some big tackles for the Panthers today.
It'll be second and goal at the 1. 8 minutes for the first half. Tall order here for the Litchfield defense to try to deny Greenville. Split backs again for Harnischer. Dahl on his right shoulder. Jaron Weber on his left shoulder. It'll be Dahl again. Left side into the end zone for the touchdown. A 1 yard touchdown for Logan Dahl makes it 20-0 Greenville Comets. After it looked like Greenville had turned the football over, they dodged it and they cash it with a Dahl touchdown. That was a heavy dose of Logan Dahl on that drive.
Was indeed, with the biggest run being that 23-yard gain in that drive.
Greenville will go for two. They made their first two extra points. Now it'll be Harnischer in shotgun, split backs. Dahl and Weber, the tailbacks. They will give to Jaron Weber. He runs right side, and he is shy of the goal line. Two-point conversion, no good. 7:39 for the first half. Rain is falling, and Greenville leads Litchfield 20-0. You're listening to High School Football on WSMI. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Greenville. The rain is falling. And the Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings scoring summary, 6 plays, 64 yards, a 1 yard touchdown for Logan Dahl. Took 2 minutes and 8 seconds, 2 point conversion, no good, as Greenville leads 20-0. And that is the Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings game summary in business since 1854.
Well, you get a little everything in the first game. We got a official call that we have no clue what really happened, because it seemed like there was a fumble. Litchfield recovered. Also a penalty on Greenville. They marked it and then gave the ball to Litchfield, and then all of a sudden they switched everything out.
Well, it was very strange. Well, initially I thought that the carrier Weber was down before the ball came out, but the officials made the call that it was a fumble. Perhaps they got together
and changed.
And I think they did get the call right.
Right.
In that sense.
It probably wasn't a fumble.
And I wonder if they just pointed the wrong way on the tripping. Because they definitely pointed Greenville's way, but then they marked the penalty off against Litchfield. Low line drive kick fielded by Emiliano McGill. He's going to reverse course and takes a hit inside the 30. He'll be down at the 27-yard line, and that's where Litchfield will start. First and 10, 7:31 for the first half of play. Raining harder now, and Litchfield has had trouble with the football. One of the Litchfield players, Austin Niehaus, just got tripped up in the huddle. And he has now bent over at the knee in a little bit of pain. And that's just kind of the offensive night that it's been for Litchfield, Carl. One of their explosive players gets tripped up in the huddle. See if he has any ill effects from that. Three receivers to the right. Walsh from shotgun. He's going to fake the handoff. He's going to run right. Turns it up the middle, out across the 30. Down shy of the 35 with a 34, gain of 7. He faked the handoff to Drew Hartzell that time. The defense went with Hartzell, and Walsh was able to run off the right side. Second and about 4 for Litchfield. Litchfield looking to the sideline for the play. 7 minutes, first half.
Second and 4.
Storms around the area. Shotgun snap low. Walsh able to dig it out. Gets it off to Hartzell. He bounces out of there. Has a first down. Out across the Greenville 40 at the 42 for a gain of 8. Looked like he was bottled up at the line of scrimmage. Greenville didn't wrap him up. Hartzell kept moving forward. Squirted out of there and moves the chains. Pickup of 8 for Hartzell. 6:40 for the first half. David Jenkins will have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up here on FM 106. Handoff to Hartzell, dropped quickly in the backfield, as that time the Greenville defender, I think that was Weber, got there just about the same time as the handoff to Hartzell. That's going to be marked down back inside the 40 at about the 36, loss of 6.
Back to the 37-yard line.
And I understand, unfortunately, we're having some technical difficulties with our broadcast in Bunker Hill. We're scheduled to have 8-man football coming up next. They will hand to Walsh, kept it himself, actually faked the handoff to Hartzell. Clayton goes straight ahead, picks up a couple of yards to the 38. Carl, I know when I was out at Bunker Hill earlier in the week making sure the equipment would work, which it did, but I didn't test it from the press box because the power wasn't hooked up yet, because it got struck by lightning in the summer. So they said they were going to get a crew out there and get it working. So perhaps there was an issue there, but they are going now, I was just told. So we will have the broadcast, maybe just not all of the broadcast.
Well, it's only
shotgun
eight men.
Snap, bounces back. Two balls, and he is sacked back inside the 25.
Ooh, that hurt.
Another shotgun snap that bounces back to the quarterback. That's going to be a loss of 13 back at the 25. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thank you, David. It's 4th and 27 for Litchfield. And they have shot themselves in the foot on a number of different occasions tonight where they get penalties after a couple of first downs. Flag comes out on the punt. A good high punt from Thomas, fielded by Grohl, running right, wrapped up in midfield, works his way loose, and he is now down the sideline, and he's inside of the Litchfield 40. Out of bounds at around the 36-yard line. Did a good job to hold on to that football as he was fighting for extra yardage. We'll wait on the flag. It came out right on the snap. Well, somebody lined up offsides. .426 for the first half as our official is walking over towards the Greenville sideline. That would indicate that it's on Litchfield. Just finding out what the Comets want to do. 20-0, Greenville with the lead. It's a personal foul on Litchfield.
Well, that'll be tacked on to the run.
Yep, that'll go on to the end of the play. As the rain continues to fall here at Greenville High School.
Only the third.
Field looks like it's in good shape, though.
Well, it will be for a while. It just started to rain pretty moderately here lately. So, but only a third penalty by the Litchfield Panthers.
Ball will be marked in the 34. Another tackle. Screen out to Baker. And he's going to be tracked down from behind. Catch or tackle was made by Keaton Case at the 29. Gain of 5.
And that's where that one defender, when he misses that tackle, it could go for the house. And he did not. He missed by a lot, but a secondary guy came in and saved him.
4 minutes for the first half. Second down and about 6 for the Comets. Arnicher in the backfield has two receivers to the left. Tailback off his right shoulder. Green split out wide right. They will hand to Kasdan Weber. Tripped up at the line. Falls forward nicely. Shy of the 25. Down at the 26. Boy, that's such a skill for a running back, Carl, when you get hit. The ability to fall forward.
And that gives you that positive yardage you need.
3.5 minutes for the first half. It was 7-0 after the first quarter. Greenville scored in the first play of the second quarter, added another at the 7:39 mark. Now they're threatening again. Third down and 4 for Greenville. 3:15 for the half. Hand off to Weber. Big hole right up the gut. He has the Greenville first down, and he's into the Seavers Equipment red zone, powered by Seavers JCB. Score now with JCB at Seavers JCB. Online at SeaversEquipment.com. Nice blocking up front there from the Comets. As Weber had a big hole, they mark him down at the 16, a gain of 10. Inside of 3 minutes for the first half. On a rainy night here in Greenville, a night that has seen the Carlinville-Roxana game canceled, postponed till 1. The Staunton-Pena game postponed until 6 tomorrow evening. And another inside handoff to Weber. Gets inside the 15, down to the 14.
Tripped up by Dylan Maxwell.
And it's not that we haven't had that same weather here, Carl. It's just been not spotted, we shall say.
American flag.
2:20 for the first half. Second and 8 for the Comets. Ball spotted at the Litchfield 14-yard line. Harnicher from shotgun. They got Litchfield to jump. And Harnicher's got a good hard count, Carl. He's gotten Litchfield offside 3 or 4 times here in the half.
Something that seems to be installed in all quarterbacks of the Comets.
They learn it early.
Yes, they do.
And it's such
They used to not have a running game worth a darn. When they needed a yard, they preferred to just get them off sides for the 5.
Such an asset for your quarterback to be able to get free yardage like that. Harnicher's done it a number of times here tonight, but Carl's exactly right. That's been a staple of Comet quarterback play for a long, long time. It's the little things that can make the difference, and it's not something you might think about necessarily, but in a close game, if you can get a team to jump off sides, that can be big. Second and 3 inside the 10 now are the Comets. Inside of 2 minutes for the first half. More lightning that was not spotted. Dahl with the carry, the tackle right at the line of scrimmage by Dylan Maxwell. Some officials, Carl, go out of the way to look.
Well, true.
The lighting. Some officials just kind of, I'm focused on the game. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't see anything. Third and four from the 10 for Greenville. 90 seconds for the first half. David Jenkins will have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up here on WSMI FM 106. Harnacher from shotgun. He's going to throw. Pats the ball. Throws the fade. Green with a dive and the catch. Yes, touchdown, Greenville. A beautiful catch by Isaac Green as Harnacher threw that ball to a spot. When it was in the air, Green was nowhere close, Carl, but he turned on the Jets. Headlong dive for the touchdown.
Yeah, really got to give a lot of credit to Green because that ball looked like it was just overthrown a little bit, but he put on the afterburners and made a great catch.
Harnacher knew exactly where he was throwing that football. Third connection of the night between Harnacher and Green. A 35-yarder and a pair of 10-yarders. Comets will go for two. They missed their last two-point try, so it's 26-0. They will hand to Dahl straight ahead. Logan dragging the pile across the line for the two-point conversion. A minute 15 for the first half. It is Greenville 28, Litchfield nothing. Back with the Comet kickoff following these messages on WSMI. 28-0, the Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings scoring summary. Six plays, 66 yards, 3 minutes, 31 seconds. A 10-yard touchdown from Will Harnacher to Isaac Green. Two-point conversion by Dahl. Good. 28-0. Greenville on the Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings scoring summary in Carlinville since 1854. David Jenkins will have the Shelter Insurance halftime show coming up here on FM 106. And eight-man football will be the second game of our doubleheader tonight. Pawnee is at Bunker Hill. The Carlinville-Roxana game tonight postponed till 1 o'clock tomorrow. The Payne Staunton game postponed until 6 o'clock tomorrow. A little onside squibber bounces off the Litchfield up man. Did he dive back on top? He did.
Looks like he did, yep.
Quick reaction that time from Litchfield as that was Lewis Valentine that got on top of that football. Comets tried to get a little sneaky there. And with what their defense has been able to do to the Litchfield offense, Carl, they're not worried about giving up field position late in the first half.
No, they're not. Litchfield offense has just not ever really got in sync. They've got two first downs. They've gotten some big runs from Walsh and a couple of nice runs from Hartzell. That's about it.
Walsh from
one 5-yard pass play completion. That's it.
From shotgun, he will fake to Hartzell. Walsh going to keep it himself straight ahead, crosses midfield, gets down inside the Comet 45 at the 44. Gain of 8. Inside of a minute for the first half. Litchfield needs to go quickly. Hartzell the back. Off the left shoulder of Walsh. He will hand to Hartzell. Drew's hit in the backfield, able to spin away from the initial contact. He'll be a yard shy of the first down after a gain of 1, and the clock will run. 40 seconds for the first half. Clock will stop on a Litchfield first down. 35 seconds for the half. A little confusion for Litchfield on the pre-snap here. Raypole will move from the right to the left slot. Oh, the shotgun snap goes right over the head of Walsh. Tries to dive on top, and he does. Back inside the 40 at the 38, and another bad snap for Litchfield. And Austin Niehaus is really limping out there for the Purple Panthers. Remember, he got tripped up in the huddle a couple of series ago, and now he is really showing a limp, favoring, I think, that right leg. 5 seconds for the half, and that will be the final play of the half as the shotgun snap sailed over the head of Clayton Walsh. So as we reach halftime of week number one, it is the Greenville Comets 28, the Litchfield Purple Panthers nothing, and now the officials are stopping everybody. I'm not sure why. The Greenville Comets were almost off the field. The clock read triple zeros. Did Litchfield take a timeout?
Apparently,
why would they do that? I guess they could get one more play, run a Hail Mary, maybe get a penalty.
True.
The half can't end on a defensive penalty. So everybody thought the half was over. And from a strategic standpoint, Carl, it's not a bad idea if you're Litchfield. It's fourth down, 1 second left. So unless you throw a pick six or a fumble that gets ran back for a touchdown, the only thing that can happen is something positive from the Litchfield perspective.
True. I was going to say that last play pretty much took their offensive positives off the field. That was a 20-yard loss. So down to only 8 yards is Walsh. I look for them to, if they do a play, if that's what their goal was, is to maybe do that hook and ladder style play, maybe in the middle of the field.
That's exactly right. And we'll see what the situation or what the strategy is here. But, yeah, Greenville was about halfway to the locker room, and the official had to blow the whistle. And both fingers he pointed straight to the ground saying, get back here, stay right here.
Thought it was a new penalty. You know, they throw one in every year. But, nope, it was just get back here.
So three backs in the backfield behind Walsh. Interesting formation for the last play of the half from your own 38-yard line.
Guess you're buying extra blockers.
Two receivers in the formation, and they will hand it off. Hand off to Corso, and I don't understand the point of that. It'll be a 1 yard gain for John Corso, and now the first half is over. Greenville leading Litchfield 28-0. Let's go back to our WSMI studios right now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show with David Jenkins. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Greenville. David Jenkins back in our WSMI studios. We thank David for the Pizza Man pregame show and the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show here on week one of the high school football season. We'll have Pawnee at Bunker Hill and eight-man football coming up next here on FM 106. And then next week, Carl, we'll be in Carlinville. The Vandals, the Vandalia, will
should
be in town.
A game that kind of tells us how the South Central's going, I think.
Big early season matchup. Litchfield has it teed up, and they are set to go. High kick by Jefferson Thomas, angle towards the sideline. That goes out of bounds. Did not have great distance on it at all. It went out of bounds at around the 40.
I mean, theoretically, you can just go downfield and catch that ball, I believe. And one was going for it from Greenville. So they were kind of caught off guard. Unfortunately, kicked it out of bounds, like you say. So just a penalty.
So Greenville will start at their own 43. Of course, usually when the ball gets kicked out of bounds, they place it at the 35. But in this case,
they'll just take it where it went out of bounds.
That's exactly right. 28-0, Greenville with the lead.
We have a winner for the 50-50 drawing.
And then you get to add the penalty.
So that'll move it up to the 48.
One thing that Litchfield was pretty solid in first half, Tim, just four penalties for 30 yards. That'll be their fifth right there.
That was a five-yarder.
And most of theirs were five, too, where Greenville had a couple 15s and a 10.
Greenville has started a majority of their possessions from this spot on the field, either midfield or a couple yards either direction. Harnacher will hand it off to Dahl running left. Cuts it back inside. Check that. That's a Weber, and he's got a Greenville first down at the Litchfield 41-yard line. Gain of 11 on the play for Kasdan Weber. He's just a sophomore, 6 foot, 200 pounds. He's going to be a good one for the Comets. This coaching staff at Greenville is so good, and we've talked about it before, but it's the continuity. You got Todd Hutchison and Todd Cantrell. They've been together so long for so many years. Mark Jergina on the staff as well. It's just a really top-flight coaching staff here at Greenville. Hand off to Weber again, plows his way inside the 35, down to about the 33 for a gain of around 8. And Carl, this game could have easily been in a lightning delay about an hour and a half ago. But we play on.
We have. Haven't heard any rumbles, though. That's a good sign, of course.
Just underway, third quarter. Harnacher in shotgun has Kasdan Weber in the pistol behind him. Green lined up in the right slot, two receivers to the left. Second and two. Harnacher will hand to Weber. Kasdan running left inside the 30. Little stiff arm lowers his shoulder down to the Litchfield 24-yard line. That is a gain of 9. And Kasdan Weber hobbles off the field a little bit. Gets a bottle of water quickly and high fives and fist pounds from his teammates. He's had a nice game here to start his sophomore season. Remember the name, Kasdan Weber. Dahl now off the left shoulder of Harnacher. 10.5 minutes for the first half. 28-0 Greenville with the lead. Shotgun snap to Harnacher. Hands the Dahl. He's going to run right. Getting strung out towards the right end. Litchfield able to get him down. Good pursuit by the Litchfield defense there to get Dahl running towards the sidelines, and they didn't let him turn it upfield. Gain just one on the play.
Have made some big defensive plays throughout this game, but consistent defense, nah, they're not quite there yet. They've been burned on too many long plays.
And, you know, Litchfield will be judged by what they were last year, and they weren't able to do that last year, string a play out. So there is improvement for the Purple Panthers here early in the 2019 season. Hand off to Dahl, and again, Litchfield is there, able to stack him up. Look at the power of Dahl. Just move that pile down to the 20, and Greenville back into the Sievers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Sievers and Case IH. Score now with Case IH at Sievers, online at SieversEquipment.com. That was impressive power running from Logan Dahl. Gain of 5 on that play. Third and about 4 for Greenville. Clock running 9:15 for the third quarter.
Dahl approaching 100 yards for the day.
Shotgun 92. Snap to Harnacher. Hands to Dahl, and he is hit in the backfield. Another nice play. That's tackle. Dylan Maxwell, who was able to get at the legs of Dahl.
Well, the linebackers, I guess that's both linebackers, have made some big plays where they've shut him down even behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Dylan Maxwell from the linebacker position and Jefferson Thomas coming off that defensive line. They've both made some very nice plays in the backfield. Fourth and 4, 8:40 for the third quarter. Can the Litchfield defense get a 4 and out to start the second half? Well, that would do a lot for the morale of the club. Harnacher from gun, Dahl off his left shoulder. And if you're Litchfield, don't bite on the hard count.
You know that's a good time for it.
Dahl now moves to the right shoulder of Harnacher. Play clock down to 4, and the snap's away. They will give to Dahl. He's running left. Oh, a good block. Turns it up, has the first down, hurdles a man, and he has the touchdown. Sensational Logan Dahl. As they went low, that was Clayton Walsh trying to take his legs out. Dahl sensed it, jumped right over, and dove into the end zone for the 18-yard touchdown. That was nifty by Logan Dahl.
And that'll put him over the 100-yard mark.
It comes
at the
8-11 mark of the third quarter. 7-play drive that covered 52 yards.
Yeah, Dahl, 13 carries, 111 yards. So he's had his typical first game.
2 minutes and 51 seconds on the drive. As Dahl on for the point after. Snap back, hold down. Logan's kick is up, and he just stuck it over the crossbar. 8-11 for the third quarter. Greenville leading Litchfield 35-0. You're listening to week one of the high school football season on WSMI. Tim Mize crawled the bar back here at Greenville. 35-0. Greenville leading Litchfield 8-11 for the third quarter. Isaiah Green has it teed up at the 40. Has to get his footing on the wet field. Nice line drive kick, but a whistle before Greenville's offsides. The Heinz Furniture and Floor Covering scoring summary. Logan Dahl, an 18-yard touchdown with a dive into the end zone. 7 plays, 52 yards, 2 minutes and 51 seconds. The point after by Dahl, good to make it 35-0. That's your Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings scoring summary. Heinz Furniture in Carlinville since 1854. Greenville's had scoring drives of 2 plays, 8 plays, a pair of 6-play drives, and a 7-play drive. And the last touchdown came, of course, on fourth down. And Litchfield sold out, and you see that a lot, Carl, where a team will sell out to try to stop the first down, and then if they get past that line, it's a touchdown. So after the offside on the kickoff, back to the 35-yard line, and this one's a low squibber down the heart of the field, rolls all the way to the 35, gets through McGill, now he dives on top of it, and that is tough, Carl. Wet field, bouncing football, hard to get on top.
Nothing slicker usually than that football, and especially now the field's had a little time of getting soaked in.
Emiliano McGill has been busy on those kickoffs, and we talked about it a lot last year and really the year before. You see a lot more of those squib-style kicks, not necessarily onside kicks at the high school level, but just that low liner down the middle of the field and see how the ball bounces.
Sure. And you still have a legitimate shot at going and get it. And especially you don't have a deep kicker anyway. What's the point of kicking it just 25 yards up in the air? You know, there's almost guaranteed returns.
Yeah, if you got somebody who can get it into the end zone, that's one thing.
You might do it, sure. But there's not too many of them out there.
No, they're not. 8-10 for the third quarter. Litchfield has the football for the first time here in the second half. Oh, a shotgun snap over the head of Walsh, just like the first half ended. Walsh falls on top, back at the 20, a loss of 15. So the last two shotgun snaps have sailed over the head of Clayton Walsh. The first couple shotgun snaps back to him to start the game bounced back to him. A little bit of an overcorrection.
And this will put him in the negatives. So he's had a pretty solid football game, Tim, but your stats are going to show him in the negative on just these two plays. How many yards did we lose
14.
There?
14.
14. Yep, that puts him in the negative 6.
This shotgun snap to Walsh is right between the twos on his jersey. He keeps it himself and gains about 3 yards out to the 23.
Now runs. He's had pretty good numbers. The ones that have hurt him has been attempted pass plays or ones where there's no running back to hand off to. That never works either.
And that's why when you see a quarterback that has a big rushing total, it's very impressive because those negative sack plays or losses on bad snaps count against you. That snap was a little high. Walsh corrals, throws over the middle and a little bit tall for his intended man, Caleb Jurgena, and a flag comes out. Jurgena elevated for that pass, and that's going to be on Tommy Baker. He was flagged for a defensive hold in the first half. And the penalties will not make Coach Hutchinson happy at all. He will be getting into his team in their film study tomorrow. Nothing frustrates a coach more, Carl, than penalties like that. You got the team backed up well behind the chains in an unnecessary penalty because that ball wasn't going to be caught. The penalty takes it out to the 38. Still going to be third down and about 7 for Litchfield. They need the Greenville 45 for a first down. Shotgun snap to Walsh, a little bit high, but he corrals. Now he's flushed, in trouble, steps up, shoulders up, looks deep, and that is incomplete. A couple of receivers in the area. Ball was in the air for a long time. Defenders around those Litchfield receivers falls incomplete. It'll be 4th and 7. That was a good job by Walsh, though, to keep that play alive with the scramble.
Well, Walsh has showed the ability, to run very well for the Litchfield Panthers. He looks like he's got a deep arm, and he's thrown a couple short passes. So Litchfield's just going to have to work something on their offense, getting a little more creative with getting Walsh, maybe swing him out there a little bit and let him throw downfield.
And it makes it tough when you don't have a lot of depth, maybe to necessarily do some of the things you would like to do. Thomas, that's a nice punt. The snap back to him was good. Hits at the 40, takes a Litchfield roll. The Comets will let it go, and it will come to rest at the 30-yard line. So Jefferson Thomas gets away another nice punt for the Purple Panthers, 6:48 for the third quarter, 35-0 Greenville, and they have the football back. Stay tuned for 8-man football coming up next. Pawnee is at Bunker Hill. We'll have that broadcast next here on FM 106. We had some power issues early, I understand, but Gary Boker and Dan Newkirk are off and rolling now with 8-man football. It'll come your way next here on WUSMI. And for Pawnee and Bunker Hill after tonight, get used to the bus because they will have some trips.
Only how many teams? 17 teams in a whole state playing 8-man?
I think that's the right number. No more than that. Inside handoff and tripped up was Weber. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. All right, David, thank you very much, and more on that in just a second. 2nd and 7, Harnischer fakes the pass, hands to Weber. He has a nice run, should be a first down. It is out to the Litchfield 40 in a gain of 6. And Carl, I know that was a big problem in Missouri last year, was a shortage of officials. There was a lot of varsity games that got played on Thursday nights last year because there wasn't enough officials for Friday nights. And now here you are with the cancellation because there's not officials available on Saturday. And this is something that the alarm has been sounded in Illinois about this. I don't know that it's been taken as seriously as it should be or should have been over the years, but this is a problem Illinois could eventually be running into as well. So here's a handoff straight ahead and shy of the 45 at around the 43 for a gain of 3. That was Dahl on the carry there, but this is going to be a real problem. I know, I remember talking to Rick Toll about this long time official, and you know, he does football, does big school football, and he's talked about a lot of these football crews are getting up there in age.
They're getting up there in age right now.
You just don't see a lot of young officials, and we're seeing the effects of that in Missouri right now. Games getting canceled and unable to be made up. That's Weber on the carry as Dahl shucks Austin Niehaus about 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. It's going to be third down and short. But it's just, it's something to keep in mind. It's not hyperbole. It's not some type of tactic trying to scare people into thinking that, why I need to be an official. It's a real problem.
Well, right, because it takes a while to learn it. And
yeah, you don't just step in and become a varsity official. I mean, you got to work your way through the system. They will hand off to Weber. Hit in the backfield. Does a nice job to shift his body. Makes the man miss. Gets the first down into Litchfield territory at the 49. And, you know, the other issue of that is some of the abuse the officials take from the stands and whatnot. I know the IHSA released a statement. You can find it on their website with Craig Anderson, the executive director, imploring parents to conduct themselves properly during the sporting season. And, you know, when you hear some of the things that officials get yelled their direction for what they're getting paid, a lot of them say, ain't worth that.
Well, you've done a little league ball. It's pretty sad when you see it that level.
It's down there, too. It really is. Shotgun snap low by Harnacher. He has to pick it up, lowers his shoulder. He is met right at midfield, and he'll wind up down at the Litchfield 48. Yeah, it's not just a high school athletics problem. It's just an athletics problem at all levels. Officials take an unnecessary amount of verbal abuse.
And we're talking a lot of times high school kids trying to just let these kids get to play. I mean, give them a break. They're just learning this trade.
Before every Little League baseball game that I coach, I go up to every umpire and say, I'll never be one of those coaches who yells at you, because I remember what it was like to be yelled at as a 16-year-old by a grown man thinking, what's wrong with these people? Hand off to Weber, hit in the backfield and dropped. Another nice play. Dylan Maxwell gets Weber to the ground, back across the 50 at the Greenville 49.
And the tackler is Dylan Maxwell for Litchfield. Loss on the play.
And unfortunately, Carl, maybe if games start getting canceled at the high school level because there aren't officials available, maybe that will be the aha moment for folks when you realize, okay, we got to change the way we're operating here. Shotgun snap for Harnacher. Play action. He's going to throw a little screen pass behind his receiver. Did Green catch that ball?
Yeah, I think
wow.
He shouldn't have in this case, because he's going to lose, 2 yards or more.
Yeah, I said behind it. Was actually thrown too far out in front of him, and he had to make a sliding, lunging catch. What an acrobatic catch. But as you said, he lost the yard.
Yeah, that last touchdown he caught, that 18-yarder, I mean, he was on the dead sprint and just perfectly dove and caught at the same time.
That's like the dream catch for any kid who plays football.
You bet.
The ball thrown out in front of you, and if you don't dive, you're not going to catch it. He dove, and he caught it.
That makes your quarterback look perfect, too.
Fourth and 13, first punt of the night for Greenville. Harnacher gets away. It's a beautiful, booming kick inside the 15. Touchdown there by Carter Kessinger at the 13. That was a nice punt by Will Harnacher. A minute 52 for the third quarter. 35-0, Greenville with the lead. Litchfield gets the football back deep in their own end. Ball will be spotted at the 17-yard line. Check that, the 12-yard line. David Jenks will have a game break for us here after this Litchfield snap. Walsh, another high snap out of the shotgun. He's able to elevate, get the ball down to his tailback, Hartzell, but nowhere to go for Drew. 100 seconds for the quarter. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. Thanks, David. And Athens, of course, picked by some to win the Sangamo Conference this year. Here's Hartzell on the keeper, and he gets out across the 15, cut down shy of the 20 at the 19. That'll be a gain of 17. The South Central Conference, the Sangamo Conference, Carl, just week in, week out, it's a dogfight and a battle. And we've seen a number of playoff matchups between these two conferences over the years. It's been a lot of fun. This is the 10th year for the Sangamon Conference. Also the 10th year for North Mac football. Hartzell brought down in the backfield. Nowhere to go there. Lost 2 yards back to the 17.
Well, what almost looked like a little drive getting started. Again, it's then stopped as Litchfield cannot get those first downs they need.
Brings up 4th and 3, and on comes the punting unit as Jefferson Thomas, will stand back at the 5-yard line. Baker and Gruel back to receive. They will wait right at midfield. 25 seconds for the third quarter. This has been a fast-moving third quarter. And the rain has really lightened up here in the second half.
Pretty much, yeah. Just a mist almost.
Litchfield got an early start, but no flag. Nice punt from Thomas. Baker lets it go. Takes a good Litchfield bounce at midfield. Rolls all the way inside the 40 down to the 35.
Greenville special teams has not had a very good game.
There will be
penalties and really no return. So
a lot of things for the coaching staff to talk about with Greenville, and it's always nice, Carl, when you can talk about that stuff after a win. You get the win,
yeah,
that's the most important
shape.
Thing. But
the penalties might be brought up 8 for 80 yards, and a lot of them were on special teams too.
They have done some things tonight that if they do these things against Garlandville, against Vandalia,
Pena,
they will have a problem. They'll be in Carlinville 2 weeks from now. That's a game we'll have on FM 106. The Vandals will be at Carlinville next week, a game we'll have live here on FM 106. Of course, Carlinville's game tonight postponed at Roxana till 1 o'clock tomorrow. Here's Dahl, final play of the quarter, makes a man miss in the backfield, jukes his way out to about the 38 for a gain of 3. 3 quarters in the book here in the opening week of the high school football season. It is Greenville leading Litchfield 35-0. We'll come back to Greenville High School following these messages on WSMI. One touchdown in the quarter. It was a nifty 18-yard touchdown run from Logan Dahl as he dove into the end zone after hurdling over Clayton Walsh to make it 35-0. It was 7-0 after one, and then 3 touchdowns in that second quarter for Greenville to take control. They start 2nd and 7 from their own 38. Handoff to Dahl is hit in the backfield and dropped, and that will be a positive Litchfield can take out of this game, Carl, as that was Clayton Walsh in the backfield with Dylan Maxwell again. They have been in the backfield a number of times.
Yeah, I'd say at least 6-7 big defensive plays by this Panther defense.
And that's something we didn't see at all a year ago.
Not at all, and it's just nice to see, honestly.
It's going to take time. You know, it's going to be baby steps. And sometimes it won't look pretty, and sometimes you'll take those 2 steps forward, take 3 backwards. But here tonight you can tell this is a different-looking Litchfield team than a year ago, as this is a carry up the gut by Dahl. What a run. He has a first down out to the Litchfield 49-yard line. That's a gain of 14.
And that's Dahl right there. He broke probably 3 tackles and kept going at full speed somehow.
And the thing about Litchfield, Carl, is they could go winless this year and be markedly better than they were last year.
They've already proven that to me tonight.
Yeah, I agree. 11 minutes for the ball game. 1st and 10, Comets. They will hand to Dahl, running left. Gets around a man in the backfield. Now turns the corner down the sideline. What a move for Logan Dahl as he is pushed out of bounds inside of the 35, down at the 34. Gain of 15. Well, there wasn't much room on that far sideline.
148 yards now in 18 carries.
Dahl's a load, 5'10", 220. That is a classic running back build right there.
And it's got enough speed to beat you deep.
And Dahl's a classic Greenville name.
Yes, it is. Usually a third baseman with a lot of power.
Hitting balls onto the roof.
Yes.
10:40 for the ball game. 1st and 10, Greenville at the Litchfield 36-yard line. Harnacher will hand to Dahl. Hit in the backfield. Gets through that tackle.
Yep,
gets
tough.
Through another. And now he's going to be brought down after a gain of about 4 to the 30. And those are the hidden yards for a running back right there, Carl. He made 2 different Panthers miss in the backfield. Winds up a 4-yard gain, but it should have been 0.
Right, and the good backs can pull that off every time.
So Dahl is off. Kasdan Weber back on for Greenville. 10-15 for the ball game. Harnacher from shotgun. He will hand to Weber. Kasdan Weber gets through the line, and he is down to the 25-yard line. That's a gain of 5 for Weber, the young sophomore. And you've got the explosiveness of Isaac Green, but you can tell this Greenville offense this year, it'll be all about the ground game.
Yeah, I think they were more ground last year than previous years, but it's a good, solid running game. Up there's a lineman moving.
And that was their right guard getting a little jumpy.
Yep, 85 yards in penalties. Yeah, the coach is going to have a lot of fun with this stuff.
That was Gavin Hurd who got on the move early, I do believe. Yeah, it's been, and you expect this in the first week of the year to have kind of.
And those are kind you really expect. The motions, you know, the jump, yourself jumping off sides, your own offense. Litchfield's been victimized by the good hard count a few times in this game, but I expect that to continue on for everybody against Greenville.
That's a good hard count that Harnacher operates with. He gives to Weber. Kasdan runs left side, and he gets inside the 30 down to about the 32. The 28. Got to get my football math right, Carl. Inside the 30 is not the 32.
Yes, we have our first game problems too, don't we?
Everybody has them.
Yep.
Just like the teams, as long as we don't make the same mistakes.
All season long.
Isn't that the story of life, though? You're going to make mistakes. Just don't make the same one over and over. I'm working on that.
Cut down on them. That's the first thing.
How do you bounce back? 9:18 for the ball game. Greenville on the move here. Second and 14 following that false start penalty. Harnacher will hand to Weber. Kasdan Weber lowers his shoulder, bounces off a man, and he is down to the 21-yard line. Gain of 8 there. All the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on sports at 7:30. Then we'll have sports Saturday at 9:03. Of course, we'll get our area coaches, get their thoughts on week one. A couple of them still have to play their game. Carlinville had Roxana at 1, and then Staunton will host Payne at 6.
You won't be talking to as many coaches as you thought.
Yeah, we'll see if we can talk to him. We'll just be talking to him about something different. Weber runs left, and he is down inside the 15 at the 12. And Greenville back in the Seavers Equipment Red Zone, powered by Seavers and Kubota. Score now with Kubota at Seavers, online at SeaversEquipment.com. Boy, we mentioned it earlier, but when you're game in week one, when you're all primed to play, this is game week, we're ready to go, it's game day, all right? No. You will have to sit on it another night. That's going to be a long night for Carlton DeVille, Staunton, Pena, and Roxana.
Plus, you already had the bus ride down there.
Right. Yeah, Pena and Staunton got started.
Yes.
Carlinville and Roxana never got started, but surely Carlinville was on the way, and we have a Purple Panther down on the field injured. 8:02 for the ball game. Greenville leading Litchfield 35-0. Stay tuned. 8-man football coming up next with Pawnee at Bunker Hill. Remind you that we will have 8-man football coming up next here on FM 106, and that will be an interesting ball game, Carl. It's something new. We're not used to seeing 8-man football, and we'll get a look at it here tonight with Pawnee at Bunker Hill, but 40-yard wide is the field. That's probably the biggest difference, along with the fact that
just 20 yards less or
13.
13 total.
13
okay.
Yards less.
I was thinking closer
and then,
to 20.
Of course, every lineman's eligible. Numbers don't matter. Everybody on the field eligible to catch a pass.
A coach has got to love that.
Offensive coach has got to love
yes.
that. The injured Purple Panther able to get off the field. So the Comets come back from their sideline with 8:02 to play in the ball game. Kasdan Weber will be the tailback. Will Harnacher, of course, will operate out of shotgun. And it's the norm now, but we have not seen a single snap from under center tonight.
Yeah, a lot of teams don't do it.
You just don't see it. The abnormal thing is when you see somebody go under
That's
center.
Right.
Like, what's going on? Must be a quarterback sneak. Harnacher claps his hands together, shotgun snap away, gives to Kasdan Weber running right, and he's hit in the backfield. Another nice play made there. That time it was Josh Adams who was able to get down at the feet of Weber and get him on the ground. And there's been a couple of instances tonight, Carl, where they've been able, Litchfield, that is, string the play out towards the sideline.
Yes, indeed.
And let the speed get there.
And just some good defensive tackles by a few of the Panthers, too.
Third and 10. Harnacher out of shotgun has Weber in the pistol behind him. Claps the hands together, snap away. Handoff away to Weber, running right. He's inside the 10, and he's down shy of the 5. Host of Litchfield defenders got him on the ground there. Colin Becker was in on that stop. With 7 minutes for the ball game, and it is fourth down and 10. Actually going to be fourth down at about 5 for Greenville. They can get a first down without getting a touchdown. Ball will be spotted right around the 8-yard line. Comets will go. 6:40 for the game. We'll have a game break here in just a moment with David Jenkins. Harnacher from shotgun will hand to Kasdan Weber straight ahead, and he's not going to get there.
Nope.
Litchfield turns them away, and they turn Greenville over on downs. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break. And I know Williamsville was at Athens, and Athens is a good club, always a good club, picked by some to win the conference this year, but Williamsville winning in week one, I don't care who they're playing, never a surprise.
Not a surprise, but Athens will be the smaller school bracket.
Always
right?
Is.
Right, they're 1A?
They might have gone, I think they've gone 2A in the last couple of years, but okay. I mean, they are definitely the smallest school in terms of the football for the Sangamo Conference. But they compete year in
absolutely.
And year out.
They played a tough conference there.
Litchfield takes over at their own 6 after they turn Greenville over on downs. Now Walsh is loose down the right sideline. Cuts it up. He's out across the 30, 35, and a flag comes in late. And that's probably going to wipe out most of that nice run from Clayton Walsh. A little misdirection there. Faked left, went right, and the back door was open.
Well, that was the longest play by on scrimmage for Litchfield tonight, of course, with the penalty. And they're bringing the flag way back here, too. So it was a hold, most likely, way back where the flag is now.
The flag is resting at the 25. So they will mark the penalty from there, 10 yards from the 25, take it back to about the 15. And if that is the case, it'll be about a 9-yard gain for Walsh.
Well earned. But really, it did what cost him 10 more yards, basically.
And that was a block, Carl. I don't think it really had much to do with the play.
No, I think he's passed it.
Because we used to see that a number of years ago when Jacob Dixon was in the backfield for Carlinville.
He's already gone, and the guy blocked from behind for no reason. And you can see it almost happening in slow motion. Just don't touch him. He's gone.
You know, most backs need blocking. I don't know that Jacob Dixon really did. He got good blocking because Carlinville had dominant offensive line play, but I don't know that he required it. On the ground again, Walsh again, right side again, and he's able to get out across the 25 right around the 30. They're going to mark him closer to the 27-yard line. And for a gain of 12.
Yeah, good to see. He's back in the positive, 18-plus yards now. Unbelievable amount of times he's had to run, 21 already.
First down for the Panthers. They throw out in the flat and short hops Niehaus incomplete. That was a long throw.
That's an awful long throw just for maybe 2 yards or 3 yards.
35-0, Greenville with the lead. And let's go to WSMI's David Jenkins with a curious game break, I'm told. Will they get to the century mark?
Well, continuous clock kind of slows that up.
It does.
You know, there would have been a lot of games like that.
No, that's exactly right. And that's why the continuous clock, the running clock in football is a must.
It is. No reason to allow that. Get that out of hand, really.
Litchfield hasn't gotten the running clock put on them yet tonight as they coming off of a penalty. And now the running play goes nowhere. They're going to be well behind the chains here in, I think off the top of my head, I think they got the running clock on them every game
Absolutely.
Last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were always down by at least 40, so if we looked at the scores. And yeah, a lot of times that happened in the first and early the second quarter would already have happened where they scored over 40 on them. So This is a much improved team that stopped Greenville three or four times.
Another high snap. Walsh has to pull it down, and he'll get a couple of yards out across the 20 to about the 25. And that's something Litchfield's going to have to shore up is if you want to run out of the shotgun exclusively, the quarterback can't be working that hard to get the ball.
Yeah, and how many times on that running plays, well, either the running back was already gone or the handoff's just all messed up. Timing is bad if you get a snap and you can't control the snap right off the bat.
Fourth and 18 for Litchfield. Jefferson Thomas back to punt. He's had a nice night punting the football. Good snap back to Jefferson.
Nice punt.
Angle towards the sideline. It's going to take a Greenville bounce, though. Hit at about the Litchfield 48 and came back towards the Panther 45. 4:25 for the ball game. Stay tuned. Eight-man football coming up with Pawnee at Bunker Hill. Comes up next here on FM 106. Got to get my voice in shape, Carl.
Yes, it's not in football shape, that's for sure. Wait until wintertime and the cold air gets to you.
My off-season vocal training was lacking. So yeah, next week we'll have Vandalia at Carthenville here on WUSMI FM 106. You can find our broadcast schedule on WUSMIRadio.com. We've got a live stream there, and we podcast our broadcast as well.
Looked like he moved early, didn't it?
New quarterback in for Greenville. It's a handoff. The shotgun snap was high. The Comets have their second unit in now.
Ball carries number seven, Ashley Gaffney.
The quarterback is Jack Schaufelberger. He's just a sophomore.
Time to learn.
And you can tell the line for the Greenville second unit, not nearly the size of
the first
unit.
Line. Yep.
Inside of 4 minutes for the ball game. Boy, and Litchfield would love to keep Greenville off the scoreboard and keep it from a running clock. That would be, I don't want to say moral victory necessarily, but it would be something they didn't do at all last year.
I don't think they had three turnovers off against the team. A stop on fourth down, force them to punt, period. They did that today on Greenville, all of them.
Handoff runs left, nothing doing there. Ashton Gaffner is stopped up. They actually technically only got two turnovers, Carl. Remember, they took that one away from them.
I was thinking the fumble. I was counting the two fumbles and a pick.
No, the second fumble did not happen.
Oh, I already had two fumbles before that one. I'm thinking.
No.
Not counting that one. I wasn't counting
that
one.
No, that was the second fumble. Two turnovers.
Pretty sure.
You can look at my chart. Tell me I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. Minutes for the ball game. We'll see. We're going to find out who's smarter.
Well, I can't read your chart, so what good is it going to do me?
Can't read my chart. Already making the excuses. I did see the coin toss tonight, by the way.
Fumble.
So I'm off to a good start there.
Wasn't that and that?
That's a Litchfield fumble.
Litchfield didn't have one.
They fumbled in the first series.
We're turning it over.
Litchfield fumbled in the first time they had the football right at midfield, and then Greenville scored two plays later for a touchdown. There's been three fumbles in the game.
Well, yeah.
Two of them were recovered. The other one came back on a penalty. 2:25 for the ball game. Fourth down and 11.
Oh, it was on a punt. Punt fumble.
4th and 12 from the 47-yard line. Clock is running 2:05 for the ball game. From shotgun, Schaufelberger. He will punt. Oh, barely got it away.
Almost got there.
Takes a Greenville bounce. So it's going to roll all the way inside of the 10-yard line. Let's go to David Jenkins with the WSMI game break.
Rolls down inside the 15-yard line.
Greenville fumble. Right there.
Well, I was thinking of the punt fumble.
First and 10.
And it didn't change possession. Right. They still kept it.
Right.
And then they had the one earlier in the game.
Okay, thank you very much, David. We're still discussing.
But I remember the punt fumble is all I can remember right now.
A minute 51 for the ball game. Litchfield did force two turnovers tonight. The fumble recovery and then the interception. Back-to-back plays, those came on for Greenville. But the Panthers were not able to get any offensive momentum here tonight. It was just everything was so tough and a lot of Negative plays, bad snaps, just really put him behind the chains. There's another bad snap through the hands of Walsh, picks it up in the end zone, and this is going to be a safety. Nope, a touchdown as Greenville recovered.
Well, that's about as bad a play as you can have.
Oh, no, there's it a safety. The initial call was touchdown, but it was a safety.
And that had been about the fifth time we've had the snap over his head.
So the Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings scoring summary there, a safety after the snap goes through the hands of Clayton Walsh, and he was able to get on top of it for the safety. The Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings scoring summary, Heinz Furniture and Floor Coverings in Carlinville since 1854. That makes it 37-0 with a minute 44 for the ball game. And that, to me, has to be the number one thing Litchfield focuses on heading into week two.
You have fairly solid defense against a very capable offense, I believe.
You have to get the ball back to the quarterback.
And, yeah, keep it out of the hands of the LR team's offense. And that's the other factor. This defense has been out there most of the game for the Litchfield Panthers.
And they've had some very nice moments. They've given up some explosive plays. That's going to happen when you play Greenville, though. They're going to get chunks of yardage on you during the course of a ball game. But we've seen Litchfield spend a good amount of time in the backfield.
Yeah, and they've had negative plays where they've achieved negative plays on the team with defense. And that's something I don't think you've seen hardly ever. And we're talking last year with stats. Sometimes those were second teams versus their first team. We're talking this is the first team most of the game, and they've achieved that. So that's the key.
Yeah, just in the last 4 minutes of this quarter is when Greenville took their ones out. Yeah, but last year I don't know if they played the number one unit in the second half.
Very few teams would have had them in after the first half.
It will be, though, the 29th straight loss for Litchfield.
Oh, boy.
That kick goes out of bounds. Yeah. We've seen a lot of that tonight as well. Litchfield's last win, week 8 of 2015. It's three straight 0-9 seasons. But in a lot of ways, Carl, it's starting anew for Litchfield. After the mess that was last year, not knowing that they were going to have a team the week of the first game, the numbers were so low. They played so many freshmen. Numbers are up this year from what they were last year. They got 9 seniors out this year, which that's a good sign.
Absolutely.
For Litchfield. And they do have numbers and talent on the way. And from what we've seen tonight, this is an improved club from a year ago. Now, with the lack of depth, will injuries sort of take their toll as the season goes along? Don't know. Time will tell, obviously. But here tonight, this was a much better effort, I guess, if you want to say, from Litchfield. Not effort in terms of trying hard, but just from the standpoint of playing the game, they looked like a varsity team tonight. That was not the case for most of last year.
And they played the Greenville varsity pretty much 3-plus quarters in this game. So that's a good sign. Looking at the stats, Logan Dahl, big game. 152 yards, 19 carries. And Weber, he also picks up 91 yards. So a two-tandem running attack. Not to mention their quarterback hit 6-7, 99 yards, 54 of them, and 3 touchdowns going to Isaac Green.
Boy, and one of them was spectacular.
Spectacular. All were pretty good.
Yeah.
But one was just spectacular.
The full dive, when Harnsher threw that ball, Green was probably, 10 yards away?
Yes. I mean, that's what's, it's like the defender wouldn't even know what's going on. Ball's just being thrown. There's no receiver within 10 yards, right?
And then here comes Isaac Green, full-on dive for the touchdown.
Wow.
Greenville in the victory formation. They will have to take one more knee to make this official. And Litchfield will avoid the running clock in week one. Something they were unable to do at all last year. For Litchfield next week, they will host Gillespie. The Greenville Comets will travel to Southwestern. We will have Vandalia at Carthenville next week as our live broadcast feature here on FM 106. Make sure you stay tuned for eight-man football coming up next with Pawnee at Bunker Hill. 37-0 the final. The Greenville Comets beat the Litchfield Purple Panthers in week one. We'll take a break. David Jenkins will be along with the post-game wrap, and we'll come back to Greenville and put a bow on it following these messages on WQSMI.